Good evening, everyone. Wasn't that fantastic? One of my favourite songs. Hey, it's just 7 days till the big man comes. And by the big man, I mean me. Because I've realised that there are only 18 spare selection boxes after this morning's service. There were 23 when I took them home. So it's going to be fun in our house. Hey, listen, if you've never been to our church before, it's great to see you. Merry Christmas. Are you feeling Christmassy yet? Yeah, well, I am. And it's only because of the last couple of hours, really. The service we had this morning was fantastic. And we're going to have the same again tonight. So it's great to see you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that we can come to church and worship you and praise your name. Jesus, we love you. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would fill this place, that it would be full of joy, full of love, full of happiness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, guys. My name is Kina, for those of you who don't know me, and I just want to tell you a little bit about, what Christmas has meant to me at different times in my life. And as a child, my parents were Christians, and so I spent a lot of time in church, and I would go to services like this, and it would be great fun, because you could see your friends, and you would get to eat lots of nice treats and chocolates and get presents. And then as I got older, all of those things were still true, I guess, in my teenage years, but life kind of gets to you sometimes, and it can get more difficult, and I dealt with a few different things that made my heart really hard and bitter, and my family wasn't at church so often anymore either, but something that was always true in my family was for Christmas, we would sing some carols together, and we would pray and read the Bible before we got our presents, and every year when we came to do that, even if I'd never been to church or never thought about God or anything through the whole year, those carols and that prayer almost made me cry, but I didn't want my family to know that. So I'd work myself up knowing, okay, I have to hold those tears in now so that they don't ask me what's wrong. And I never really knew why it would make me cry. And it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s that I met Jesus and I became a Christian. And I worked through and forgave a lot of those people that had hurt me in my past. And you know what? That first Christmas as a Christian was probably the best Christmas I've ever had, because I was genuinely joyful. I wasn't just happy because I got to eat chocolates and get presents or see people I liked, but there was a happiness in my heart that I couldn't explain, and singing those carols and reading the Bible and praying made me filled with joy rather than sadness because I'd met God. And I wonder if there's some people in here tonight that only come to church at Christmas. And maybe you don't really know why, but something draws you in every year. But it's God. And I really hope that tonight can be that night where you let him in. And this Christmas, you can look back on in a few years and say, yeah, that Christmas was my best Christmas because that's when I met Jesus. And I now know why we celebrate it. So just encourage you to keep your hearts open for the rest of the night.
Awesome. Wasn't that awesome? Why don't you give our band a massive round of applause, eh? Aren't they awesome? That was absolutely fantastic. I taught them everything they know. Okay, so just a couple of announcements first. We've already done the offering. Let's do another offering. The first thing is to say that there is actually a Christmas service in here on Christmas Day. So some people like to come to church on Christmas Day, and it happens to fall on Sunday this year, which is really nice and brilliantly planned. So if you would like to come along, then our church is open on Christmas Day. Is it 10 o'clock? Half past 10. But if you come at 10, you won't miss it. Now, it's just for an hour or so. So if you'd like to do that, you are more than welcome. Okay? And then normally we would have church service the following Sunday, but the following Sunday it falls on New Year's Day, And for 1 week only, we're just going to not have church on that Sunday. But our normal church services will be back on I think it's the 8th of December. January. Stop drinking from the back of the room all the time. Okay, just one other announcement. And that is that you might have noticed on your seats, we have a leaflet called the Alpha Course. And the Alpha Course is a fantastic course for people who are interested in finding out a bit more about church. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've never really gotten into that kind of thing before, or it's years since you went to church. Well, we run a fantastic Alpha Course here, and it starts on Wednesday the 18th of January. It's 10 weeks. It's absolutely free, other than your time. There's food every week. Why wouldn't you come anywhere just for the food, eh? It's a real relaxed, open atmosphere for you to ask any questions you have, talk to people about what you think about life, questions about everything. And it's absolutely fantastic. I've had the pleasure of being on a number of Alpha courses that we've done, and I found every one of them absolutely incredible. So if you'd like to, then you can sign up for the Alpha course that starts in January. Okay, every now and then we do a special song where we perform it to you. And tonight we've got the lovely Siku and Lowry. So it's an Estonian special for you. Okay, and they're just going to come and bless us with the song now. Isn't that gorgeous? Siku, it's a yes from me. You're through to the next round. Okay. Are you having a good night? Isn't it fantastic, eh? Three people over there are having a great night. Are you all dead then? Are you having a good night? I like this. This is marvellous, isn't it? Shall we keep it for the whole year? Okay, so would you welcome my dear brother and friend who is going to come and minister tonight, Martin Ruddick?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have you noticed I'm in a waistcoat? It took four men and a strong horse to get me inside this. And if these buttons go, I'm a bit concerned about the guys on the front row and the second row and the third row. But anyway, do you know what? Instead of a video tonight, we've got some live entertainment for you. We have, I'm going to speak to you tonight about Jesus beats Santa. Not with a stick, just he's better than him, frankly. And I'm going to show you why. But to help me show you why, we have two very special guests. One representing Jesus. So would you please give a welcome from the green corner. We have Shepherd Stuart Bray. Come on! Representing Santa, we have Chief Elf Carl Alicast. Come on! Let's hear it for Carl. Okay, guys, let's do this tonight. Can we have someone to ring a bell? Thank you. Okay, keep it nice and friendly. There's some kids in and there's Christians here tonight, apparently, about three. Listen, just tell me, first of all, Santa, what have you got? What's so good about Santa?
Yeah, our Santa comes down from chimneys, right? Chimneys.
That's meant to be an Estonian putting an accent on. Anyway. Santa comes down the chimney, very good. And Jesus, representing Jesus, Shepherd Bray. What's Jesus got better than Santa?
Jesus comes down from heaven.
Santa comes down chimneys? Jesus came all the way from heaven. Take it away. Yep, Jesus wins. Let's hear it for the Jesus corner. Okay, round two. Someone hit the bell. Thank you. So, where are you going? It's round two. You've got to keep going. And what else has Santa got going for him, Chief Elf?
Well, his gifts, right, come with 3-year warranty.
3-year warranty. Does that sound good? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3-year warranty. Jesus, how long do your gifts, Shepherd, representing Jesus, how long do your gifts last?
For all eternity.
I think Jesus wins again. Come on. Yes. Hit him again. He's still up. Okay. Come on, then. One more round. One more round. Just for the kids here, we do actually like Santa. It's okay. And, he's busy tonight getting your presents ready. So, number three. What was number three again? Something about... Oh, yeah. What else has Santa got that's so awesome about him?
Go and think, right? Santa comes for all the good kids.
He comes for the good boys and girls. That sound good? Oh, sorry. Translating him, he's getting offended. And the culture map. And this is Jesus' friend, Stuart. What's Jesus got again? Something to do with what he said.
Yeah. Well, Jesus does come for all the good little boys and girls, but he also comes for the bad little boys and girls as well.
Jesus comes for everyone. Is that better? Come on then, let's take it away. Oof! Yes! Round of applause for Jesus' side. Those three things are actually true. Santa comes from, well, they're all very true. Santa comes down the chimney. We all know that. But Jesus came all the way down from heaven to earth. Is it amazing to you that a baby that was born 2016 Christmases ago can still stop traffic in Teesside Park? That's because it wasn't a normal baby. This baby was God Almighty, the Son of God who came from heaven to earth. Absolutely amazing. Jesus said that about himself. He says in John 3, no one knows about heaven except one, he who came from heaven. Wow. A lot of people wonder what happens when this life's finished. They wonder if there's anything out there. Is there anyone out there? Jesus says he's the only one qualified to let you know, because he's the only person who's ever come to earth from heaven. Is that awesome? Awesome. Why did he come from heaven? Well, he tells us that again. Let me quote him. He says, I have come into this world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Is that awesome? You know, Christmas is full of lights, isn't it? Stuart always boasts because he lives in Ingerby Barwick. He says the lights in Ingerby Barwick are the best in Teesside. I don't know whether that's quite true, but he reckons there's only two things visible from the moon: the Great Wall of China and the Christmas lights of Ingerby Barwick. Might be right. But light is absolutely powerful, isn't it? And awesome. Light shows the way, makes things clear, warms your heart, gives you hope. Jesus said, I've come into this world as a light. Maybe there's darkness in your life this year. Maybe you don't know the way. Maybe you feel like you've got no hope. Maybe your heart isn't very warm. You're curt, it's cold. Well, listen, Jesus loves you very much, and he's the light of the world for you. He's come to give light to your life, so you can feel happiness and joy, so you can know the way, so you can have hope. It doesn't have to be dark, because Jesus has come for you. And if you let him into your life, you let the light in. Isn't that true? For some of you, no. He also said, in that same passage, he said, I've not come to judge the world. This is interesting. God turns up on the earth and he says, I've not come to judge you. Oh, thanks. I've not come to judge the world, but to save it. That's why Jesus, God, came to earth as a little baby. No one's scared of a baby, are they? Everyone loves little babies. Loads of girls from our church have recently had babies. And babies are like little people magnets, aren't they? They walk in that door, and when the first time they walk in with a new baby, everyone just goes, ah! And you see a gang of people gathered around them, and they're all coming up to the baby and love the little baby. Because babies are gorgeous, aren't they? They're innocent and beautiful and full of love and full of life. And everyone just loves little babies. That's how God chose to come amongst us. Is that interesting? What do you think that says? People think God is going to judge them. If I come to church, if I get to know Jesus, if I get to know God, I'm a sinner, I'm going to be judged. He doesn't judge us. He says, I haven't come to judge you. I've come to save you. He's come as a little baby so we could draw near to him. Do you want to come near to Jesus this Christmas? You can. God's not a big, angry, shouty man. He did come as a man, but a baby first. A little baby, so all of us could draw near to him. That's what Christmas is about. You drawing near to God. How do you do that? It's really simple. While everyone else is in your house, and the telly's on, and everyone's talking and laughing, there's all sorts of stuff going on this Christmas, you just step outside for a moment, shut the door, step under those stars, look up and speak to God. And you'll meet him. You are allowed, according to the Bible, to draw near to God. You are welcome. You might have never prayed before in your life. I want to encourage you to do it. Do it this Christmas. Shut that door. Pretend you're taking something to the bin if you want. Step outside and speak to God for real. What shall I say? Anything you want. You can tell him how brokenhearted you are. You can tell him what you'd like to happen. You can ask him if he's really there. But whatever you do, if you speak to God for real, I'll tell you something, something's going to happen in your life. Will I hear him speak back to me? No, not at first. He's there, it's just we're spiritually deaf at first. You can't hear him speak. Will I see something? Probably not at first, because we're spiritually blind. He's there, but you can't see him because we're blind. But I'll promise you this. If you start to communicate to God, here's what will happen. As you look back over the next couple of days and week and month, you'll notice your life will start to change. That's because God's heard that prayer. Things will get better. Rough places will get smoother. Mountains will start to move out of your way. Unpassable valleys will start to fill up. And God will make a way in your life if you speak to him. That is the truth that millions of people have discovered. This Christmas, you can come to God if you want, because he's right there waiting for you, and he sent Jesus to give you the welcome. You can draw near to him if you want. Jesus beats Santa, because Santa only comes down the chimney, but Jesus came all the way from heaven. Secondly, Jesus comes for the bad boys and girls. Isn't that nice? Santa apparently gives bits of coal to bad boys and girls. I mean, never happens, does it? Thank goodness. But, you know, that's what you always hear when you're a kid, don't you? You better not shout. You better not cry. Why? Because Santa Claus is coming to town, so you better book up your ideas and be nice for a week. With Jesus, it's absolutely the opposite. He knows fine well that you can't book up your ideas and you can't change your own life or your own heart. He knows about you what he knows about me. That left to ourselves, we're just sinners. We'd all get coal in our sacks. We're just human beings. We all do things that are wrong, make mistakes, hurt other people, selfish through and through. Humans. Who can save us? Jesus can. Jesus came to take away the rubbish from our life. When he was born in a stable, he didn't stay there. He grew and became a man and died on the cross. And when he shed his blood on the cross, it was so we could be forgiven. That's the awesome truth about Christmas, that you can be forgiven and start again by receiving Jesus. Forgiveness is the best thing ever. I mean, getting rid of your rubbish is good at Christmas, isn't it? Me and Margaret have got a big family. We've had 9 kids over the years, 3 Africans, 2 Chinese, 1, no. We've had 9 kids, and honestly, they were all ours. I don't know how we did it. It was hard work, but I managed. And you know what? And sometimes our Christmases, when all the 9 kids were at home, can you imagine how much Christmas rubbish we had? This was the days before wheelie bins, right? You used to take your black bags out and put them in front of your house. I counted one year, 37 black bags that we had. And you know what? Honestly, I used to be embarrassed about it. All the other normal families had 3 or 4 neat little bin bags. And we had like Mount Everest leaning against the lamppost. 37 I counted one year. Oh, I used to do it in the dark, I tell you. And sometimes, confession time, sometimes I used to get one of my bags and take it along next door. Merry Christmas. Like the Grinch. Oh, there's that nice Christian man. I wonder what he's doing. Taking gifts to the poor, no doubt. And what an awesome feeling it is when all that rubbish, you hear that beautiful sound while he lied in bed. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, aliens come. No, it's the bin men. You're in the bin men. I mean, it's just awesome. Then you open the curtains and all gone. The rubbish is gone. Well, these days you go and check, don't you, in case they really like you. See if your wheelie bin's empty. And if it's empty, it's a nice feeling, isn't it, getting rid of your rubbish? But there's not only Christmas rubbish that is in black bags. What about the rubbish that you carry in your heart and mind all year long? The hurt and the sin and the evil. We collect rubbish daily. Who's going to get rid of that? Counseling? No. Therapy? No. I'm going to do yoga. Good luck. No. There's only one savior of sin. Jesus. And the amazing thing is this. When you just ask him, he forgives you. And it's gone. It's forgiven. Forgotten. He's the only person who can do it. And when that happens, boy, do you know it. You open the curtain of your life and I feel different. Something's happened to me. Did anyone ever get Etch-A-Sketch for Christmas? Remember when Etch-A-Sketch first came out? It was absolutely awesome. Well, maybe it didn't first come out, but I was little and it was still there. Etch-A-Sketch, you know the little thing with the buttons in you? The great thing about Etch-A-Sketch is if you make a mistake, you just shake it, don't you? And you can start again. That's what you get with Jesus. You get a heart that's like Etch-A-Sketch. Oh, I've absolutely blown it today. Don't worry, son. Tomorrow, just start again. Just start again. Instead of having a lifetime of pain and trouble that's been etched in stone on your heart, you get a new start every day with God. That's awesome news, isn't it? That's fantastic Christmas news for you. And lastly, and we'll finish with this, Jesus, his gifts last. You know, Christmas gifts don't last, do they? Do you know there's more people in the shops after Christmas than before? Because it doesn't fit. I don't like it. It's bust. It doesn't work. People get you gifts that you don't really want every year. People get you things that don't fit because you put weight on every year. You know, people get you gifts that are irrelevant, not really you. And the most awesome gifts don't last. But here's the truth about Jesus. He knows you. He knows what you really need more than you do. And he's come to give you the ultimate gift of eternal life and himself. The truth is, when you get Jesus into your life, you get the gift of gifts. You get everything you ever need with him. Not a genie in a lamp. Three wishes and you're finished. But the living God to walk with every day. And whatever you go through in this life, you're never alone because he's with you and he loves you. That's the absolute truth. You know, years ago, there was a famous art collector called Baron Fitzgerald. And he had a tragic life, really. He only had one son who he absolutely loved. But when he was 19, the lad died. And the Baron never recovered from it. He continued to build up his art collection right through his life. And when the Baron himself died, this is true, his will called for all of his art collection, this vast art collection, to be sold by auction. So all the art dealers of the world gathered in his mansion, and all the museums and everyone gathered to get these famous paintings by auction. The auction began and the lawyer read from his will and he said this: the first painting in this auction to go is a painting of the Baron's son. It was a painting of the Baron's son when he was a little lad. It was by an unknown artist and it wasn't very good. So you can guess what happened. No one bid for it. None of the dealers were interested. No one wanted his son. And in the end, partly through embarrassment, but also because he knew the lad when he was a kid and loved him, one of the servants in the baron's house bid for it and got it for £20. £20, sold. Bang. Then the lawyer continued to read from the baron's will. Whoever buys my son gets everything. The auction is over. Oh, wow. It's exactly like that with God. Here's what the Bible says. He who has the Son of God has life, but he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. It's as simple as that. Listen, you can have the best Christmas ever by receiving the gift of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you welcome him into your life, then you will have the best life ever. Jesus came down from heaven. He gives you eternal gifts, and his gifts last, and he's come to forgive you. You might say, how? Well, do you know what? I'm going to say a little prayer now, and you can follow me if you want. And in this prayer, we'll ask Jesus to begin to come into our heart and change us by believing. You believe the truth about Jesus, and you'll be saved. You believe in him, and you're saved. Not like Disney, not like believe, and you'll make it real by believing. But you believe this because it's the truth. Jesus is a historical figure in Roman history, in Jewish history, in Christian history. 2016 Christmases ago, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It's in the census records. It's a fact. He has come. And you can receive the benefit of his life tonight. Why don't you stand? And let's pray together. I'll pray. You can say a prayer after me. You can join me. I'll say one sentence at a time if you'd want to. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth as a little baby. I choose to come to you now just as I am. You know me, Lord. So I just come as I am now. And I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to give me the gift of life. I ask you to come into my heart to give me the best Christmas ever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's have a round of applause for our band again. We're going to sing again one more time.
And guys, when we after we finish this last song, some of the team have lovingly prepared a load of food, including a chocolate fountain. Let's do that again. Including a chocolate fountain. All right, so don't rush away. And one last thing I forgot to say. On Boxing Day, if you fancy doing something a little bit different, a few of us are walking up Rosebery Topping at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I will cook everyone who makes it a bacon sandwich on the top. So if you want to go, let me know. Come to see me at the end of the service, and I'll tell you where we meet. I'll tell you now just in case. It's the car park at Newton under Rosebery. All right, 10 o'clock, sharp. But come and see me at the end, because I need to know how much bacon I need to take. All right? And then the second thing is, on the 28th, if any of you fancy a run out for an hour, we're going to have a game of basketball at the Rainbow Leisure Centre, just for an hour on the 28th. Mums, dads, kids, grandmas, granddads, the dog, anyone can play. Come and see me at the end, and I'll tell you all about it. Okay, let's sing this last song.